Yeah, we're going to forget it. Right, let's charge through because we've got enough to last us from now until next week. Here's one in Leeds. Gary.
Hi, Nick.
Gary.
Right, I just think that's a nice thing that lady done with that dog.
I know, sweet, eh?
Sweet, yeah, lovely. As far as starting bonfire night 2 months early or a month early, I've had my ringtone, which is We Wish You a Merry Christmas, on since a week after Easter. So that's like going with the times, I say. You've got all the stuff in the shops 2 or 3 months before the time's due, Easter, Christmas, whatever.
Your mobile phone has We Wish You a Merry Christmas when it rings.
Yeah, the ringtone. And it's been on a week since week after Easter.
And what's the reaction that you get?
Well, I just get funny looks from people.
Right.
And I just sing along to it and answer it.
What do you do?
A delivery driver.
Right. And so what made you choose that particular song? Comedy reasons.
Yeah. It just gets people looking. I mean,
yeah, they might look like they're thinking you're a little strange, but inside they're thinking, well, death thoughts. Because there's precious few things in modern life, the recent inventions that are more irritating than people with tunes on their mobile phones.
Yeah, but it's good, isn't it? I mean,
no, it isn't good. I'm trying to explain it to you so you'll understand. What tune have you got on your mobile phone? I know it'll be something.
No, I've just got Ring Ring.
Carly, isn't it? Or something like that.
Westlife. No, I just like it to ring. Like right. The phone.
Well, see, even Kyle can get it right. Mm. And you've got the Christmas song since Easter. That's...
Yeah.
No, but no. I mean, I know that you think that sounds funny, no, but it isn't.
It's like the shops have Easter eggs in.
Yeah, you can sit there for the next 8 months and try to come up with an excuse for you doing that, but you definitely aren't going to succeed. That is just, it's just wrong. And someone has to tell you. Like your nearest and dearest, probably they try to ignore it. Oh, it's just, what's his name? Gary.
Mm.
Oh, it's just Gary. He's just having a little laugh.
Yeah.
But it's idiotic, Gary. And I say that as someone who's trying to help. Nick Carl's in a bad mood.
I'm getting better. I could do with a glass of wine, actually.
A glass of wine?
Yeah.
Would you like some nuts to go with that?
No.
No nuts?
I don't like nuts.
Really? That's the first. Let's go with a call in Edinburgh. Keith.
Hello, Nick. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm all right, mate.
Well, I tell you, I was listening to the news and then the weather, and then all of a sudden you come on with a 3-minute trailer. And then music, and I thought, you decided to do the old Have I Got News For You format. Take a 3-hour show. Edit down the best bits,
yeah,
and there we are.
Yeah. That would be an excellent idea, by the way, because we could leave at 10:05.
Yeah.
If you just edit all the excellent parts of this program and put them out in one, tightly edited bundle, we'd be, I could be home by 10:15.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a great step forward, mate.
That would be good, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Because you wouldn't have to waste an hour upon endless hour listening to this tripe. You could just, get it all over and done with in 5 minutes. It's kind of like an extra added hit, like a speedball was,
Oh, exactly. Because, I mean, you were a bit of a hypocrite last week, but, when you were talking about listening to, if you get yourself caught in the answer machine, how you listen to your own voice and how you hate it and it sounds terrible.
That's right.
And you inflict it on us. And you get paid for it.
Yeah, but you're not me, so it doesn't. You don't. Well, perhaps
I
you
cringe
do.
For that.
Perhaps you do cringe when you hear it, but because you're not me, you're not. Oh, I don't know. Stop asking me questions I can't answer.
Just nod and just nod in agreement.
Right, I'm nodding and smiling. I look a bit like Kyle.
You have a careless, that perpetual smile on his face,
doesn't he? Well, not tonight he doesn't.
No, well, obviously not.
A little bit stroppy this evening.
Do you have some problems with his knobs tonight?
Yeah, a little local trouble, yeah.
Ah,
right,
I see. We can get cream for that from the doctor.
Well, that's what I've been telling him, yeah.
It's just
yeah.
frustrating.
If you don't...
well, if you're frustrated, Kyle, then that's not our fault.
No. Perhaps it's friction, Kyle. Maybe
could
that's
be.
What the problem is. Yeah. If you don't treat it straight away, it'll spread.
Right.
Yes, use some talc in your underwear to stop chafing.
That's right, yeah.
So that last call was very interesting, wasn't it?
Which one was that?
About the cheese. Really, which one was that? You've only had one call. which one? Well, we've only had one call. The cheese.
I don't listen to this program.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. I don't know. Was it?
It brought about some interesting connotations. You can just imagine now, if they do classify cheese as a drug, you'll be sitting around at dinner parties, passing a cheese straw between each ear, smoking away merrily.
Yeah.
Or maybe going into Italian restaurants and find waiters lining up Parmesan and snorting it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Quite scary. So anyway, Skippy's coming back, is it?
Yes, he is. I think this is quite possibly
Skippy.
Be the greatest tune ever recorded, because it's like I'm moving my head from side to side, and I'd like you to do that too, because it adds to the overall effect of this. Go ahead, Carl, knock yourself up. There you go. See, isn't it better? Don't you feel awesome? Nod to the left, nod to the right, nod to the left.
Why'd you have to do it like that? Why'd you have to do it like that?
Well, you can break rank and nod back and forth. I don't really, you're a rat.
Can you guess what it is, yeah?
One thing wrong about that piece of music, and that it's that it doesn't last long enough.
No.
So that you have to play it twice.
And it's sung by kids.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, no, there's nothing worse than hearing kids sing.
That's what Charlotte Church says. Anyway, have we done you, mate?
Well, just a minute, I was just going to say that I remember watching one episode of Skippy where the wee boy's standing there and Skippy bounces over. The wee boy says, "What is it, Skippy?" Skippy goes, he says, "You've been eating peanut butter again, haven't you?"
Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
Oh, dear.
It's a brand of peanut butter. Skippy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Bleak. So, Kyle's mood is not improving.
It is, isn't it?
Isn't it?
No. I think there is some wine in the fridge out there, actually. I need to loosen myself up. It's a little bit tense.
You seem to me to be one of the least tense people I know.
I've been running around since 9:45, trying to make
running things around. Oh, please! Is that stumbling that you've been doing back and forth? Is that what you call running?
Sometimes technology just doesn't work for you. You know, you get nights like this, and
Night after night, you get nights like this. Hour after hour, day after day.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to who's been waiting the longest? Oh, we've got quite a few of our favourite daughters. Oh, Brian.
Evening, Mick.
Hello, Brian.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate.
Mick, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes, what's your query?
Right, if you were driving along the main road, right, and you're not thinking well, so your chest pains, right, or even the woman is speaking like a pregnant and pull her off the road to stop the child into the curb and tell her want to go to the toilet or want to go to get some medical help. And then you get parking tickets. Why? You can't, if you got to stop. If you've got chest pains, you've got chest pains in your chest, you'll say, well, you're going to take a heart attack. When it's time you get out of the car, try phone for an ambulance or phone for some help. You come back, you got parking tickets.
What?
Yeah. It's not fair.
Right. Well, I guess so, yeah.
Come on, this is not fair.
But don't do it again.
Is it?
Nick? I'm thinking...
What? Come on, Nick!
Yeah, okay, whatever it is that you just said.
Nick?
Yes!
Don't cut me off, Meg!
When you gotta go, you've got to go, Brian.
Yeah, I know. If you come back, you've got a parking ticket on your car.
A parking ticket, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Oh, if a woman's pregnant, a baby, pregnant, pregnant.
Yeah, with a parking ticket on her car.
Yeah,
I know.
They've been in when they've fallen into the side of the to the curb and run to the toilet.
That's right.
That's it.
Pregnant. How did that happen?
Yeah.
A woman who got pregnant in Nineveh, she was come back, she got two fucking tickets.
I understand completely, yeah. Don't do it again.
No, what can you do? This bloody thing of the law, this is
okay.
Stop it.
Absolutely, yeah, you're about to be cut off. And there's nothing I can do about it. It's just one of those things. All right. Well, thanks a lot, mate.
Okay.
Another satisfied customer. Let's go with Leeds.
Hey, I've got a poem for you, mate.
Oh, okay.
Down the Pine Tree one. The fly bats against the pane is going to do it once again. Its head must be a little flatter after a night spent on the batter.
Tell us when you get to the end.
That is the end.
That is the end. I quite like that.
Do you quite like that, Nick? It's a waffle prize, mate.
Well, let's go from the top, shall we? The fly
bats against the pain.
The fly bats against the pain.
Is going to do it once again.
It's going to do it once again.
Its head must be a little flatter.
Its head must be a little flatter.
After the night spent on the batter.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
That's good for a beginner. Right.
Did you make that up yourself?
My other half wants to talk to you. My other half wants to talk to you.
Hello there, Nick.
Hey, how you going? Did she make that up herself? What we're having here is a failure to communicate. Did she write that herself?
Hello?
Oh, God. Well, anyway, I'll leave you to it, shall I?
Whoa.
I think maybe he's been hitting his head off a few pages
now. Yeah, that must be it, yeah. Did your wife write that herself?
What?
am I not saying it right? I thought I was saying it as clearly as you could possibly say it. What did you want it in semaphore?
Oh, dear.
Ever louder, he was shouting, what?
What?
As though I was speaking to him in some foreign tongue. Maybe the machine is automatically translating what I'm saying into, I don't know. Something like that, yeah. Because you can get computers to do that. They can automatically translate the page that you're reading in foreign into your own language.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes out comical, and you sit there looking at the computer saying exactly what that bloke just did. I wonder if he's still there. Shall I try one more time?
Oh, dear.
Mate, you still there? He's gone. It's a dream come true.
No, it's a shame, because if you said, when you said, are you still there? We got, what?
That would have been
ideal, wouldn't it? Yeah.
You see, in his absence, you should have stepped in and done that. No one would have known that it was you, and there would have been much hilarity all round.
That's true.
Yeah, you crapulous oaf.
I suck at every level, don't you?
At every level, yeah. But we've already established that.
I apologise profusely.
Not only do you suck at every level, but you're also repeating yourself. So anyway, this is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott, and we'll do a tip at a time. We'll see what comes up. Now, if they'd held on, they could well have won. I quite like that.
I don't know. Well, do I get a say in this?
The fly bumps into the pane or something.
It's going to do it once again.
And I was if that would be the end of it, I was happy with that because that's a rhyming couplet, and it makes sense, and it's true to life.
You're a simple man.
Yeah, and it's funny. Because they do just that. And often they'll leave a deposit.
Yeah, but, you know, is it worth one of your jibber-jabbers?
Well, in the sense that they were free to me, yes. It would represent value for money.
I don't know. I think it could be argued that if you were to give a jibber-jabber for that poem, you're cheapening the worth of the jibber-jabber.
I would think it could be argued that you're an oaf. You know the Banoff, the Chuck and Jerry's ice cream?
Yeah.
You're hard-pressed to actually find any ice cream in it. Because, you know, you part the thing with both hands, and all the chocolate bits here and the toffee bits there, and there's marshmallow bits, and there's every kind of bit in there but ice cream.
Oh.
It's like it's like frozen biscuits. It's true. It's a little too much chunky stuff in there, and not enough ice cream for my taste. It's kind of like the fruit and nut chocolate, where they used to cram it with fruit and nuts, which is because it's cheaper than chocolate.
Hmm.
So it would give the same sensation as a chocolate bar, but without the actual inconvenience of putting chocolate in it.
So, fair enough. Yeah, well done.
Did I have that about right? No? Whatever happened to vanilla, by the way? How can you not get vanilla ice cream? You can't get vanilla ice cream anyway.
Yes,
here, mate, you still there?
Yeah, I've just got a job now, so I'm ready to go.
Ask Chuck and Jobby why the vanilla ice cream isn't available in 7-Eleven. Huh?
No, he's listening right now.
Right. Okay, well, get him to pop his answer on a piece of paper. I want it on my desk by 9 o'clock on Monday morning. All right. Glad to be of assistance. Am I helping yet? I can't read her. Let's go with a call in...
Two breaks to take, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Two breaks?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll do one now. And when we come back, we'll begin. This show's going to be excellent when it starts. Nick Abbott. So, the chocolate bollards have only just arrived, right?
Yeah.
Like about 6 months after I lovingly brought them back. I was keeping them wrapped airtight. I was too. I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
I had them in one of those food bags so that they would be delicious and fresh when they got to... I'm thinking that they would be just days away, but moments from leaving my loving caress to lingering on their lips. Oh, no. Have I gone too far?
I think so.
But no. Oh, no. Like months upon endless months. And the rock that I selected personally for colour and consistency was then left around such that staff ate it.
Oh.
Staff. It's like working in Buckingham Palace. And so that we had... we sent out rock... bought by a security guard. Can you believe it? And you don't know where they've been.
Yeah, oh, come on now. What? That's a terrible thing to say.
And who is responsible for this?
Well,
is there any name that springs to mind?
Not me.
Huh?
Nothing to do with me, Gov.
I know it's nothing to do with you. Kyle is responsible. That's almost the first time that sentence has ever been uttered in the English language. Kyle is obviously not responsible. He's not a responsible human being. And why is he not a responsible human being? I blame the parents. Oh, damn it! No, after all of that. She's a bitch on Tuesday, she's a bitch on Wednesday, Saturday, she's a bitch. Day on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king, Kamehameha, bitch. Have you ever met my bitch? Cause mom, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has super hair, she's a bitch, 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 so I hope that that's clear. Here's Burton on Trent. It's Aid Who Can't Get Laid.
I know.
This is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. And there is something momentous that will happen tomorrow. Have you read about this?
Is there anything to do with this show?
In a lifetime opportunity. You will never get another opportunity to see anything quite like this again. Not ever. Never. Unless that... The nasty thing happens and the visitors on February the 28th or whenever it is.
Sorry, what nasty thing?
You know, the comet that's going to wipe us out.
Oh, that. Well, I don't know. This all sounds intriguing. Are you going to tell us now or are you going to tell us tomorrow? Because if you tell us tomorrow, we might miss it. Well, I have missed it, then. See what I mean?
No, I believe that there will still be time tomorrow for me to alert you.
And will we be able to see it from our underground bunker?
No, unfortunately not. No, you'll need to be on the roof.
Are you telling me you're going to send me up to the roof tomorrow?
Well, we've got a roof here. I mean, I know we've got a roof here, but we have a roof here that we can stand on.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I'm just saying that. I don't actually know.
I don't even know how to get up to the first floor. How do you get up to the first floor?
In a lift.
A lift?
Yeah.
Where's the lift?
It's out there and to the right.
Is it?
Mm.
What's up there?
Things.
Things?
Mm.
Why wasn't I informed?
Well, I've been meaning to tell you.
What sort of things?
You know, things and stuff.
Stuff, you say?
Plenty of it.
Really?
More than you can shake a stick at.
I have no idea. There's sticks up there, too?
Right, no, the sticks are down here. You have to take them up, but you need to get them signed out.
A chit.
Excuse me?
Chit. You need a chit to shake your stick on the first floor?
Yeah.
At stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's all clear. The only thing left to explain is what the hell you're talking about.
Upstairs.
Yes.
With the thing and the stuff, which will enable you to access the roof terrace.
Right. There's a terrace.
Yeah, with deck chairs and everything. And a parasol.
Can I have a cocktail with a little umbrella in it?
I don't think that'll be a problem.
Ready, boys? Catch the ball.
Emotional problems.
Yes, he does. Now, we're after calls that aren't serious. I don't want any calls about, Al-Qaeda, and I don't want any calls about, death and destruction and mayhem, and we're doomed.
Mm.
Because those are the calls that you should direct to your local BBC radio station. They'll be thrilled beyond measure to get one depressing call after the next. If you've, if your wife beats you up, then they also want to hear from you. As does that bloke on the other station. It's painful. I wanted to drive off the road when I was listening to that. I cannot believe that that's on the air. Can you? I'm serious. What is that doing on the air? Huh? Why would anybody want to listen to that? I'm just amazed by that. But the British phone-ins tend to emulate British soaps. A lot of ugly, hideous people whining about how dreadful it all is. That's what people want to listen to. I'm just stunned by that information.
Now, you are aware there are a number of people that would spring to mind when you say that. And I know who you mean.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
There are two in particular that I think you can narrow it down to.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's the other one? I'll take you off the air and you tell me. Oh, him.
Yeah. But I know who you were talking about as well.
They're all like that. They are all like that. They only want to deal in misery, because that's easy. If I said right now, you're having problems with your marriage, is your husband beating you up, do your kids hate you, do you have a child that's on heroin right now, that every line would be lit up, and I could sit back, put my feet up, light a cigar, and the show would make it, hello, Edna, you have something to tell us. Please speak clearly, and I'll try to help you at the end. And helping her at the end is giving her a phone number of some help. Basically, I'd just be a telephonist, a receptionist. Hello, how may I help you? And then they'd just make it up themselves. And people would want to listen to that. I just cannot believe that that's true. I'm stunned that that's true. I'm amazed that it was on the air. I was driving in, I tuned in just to see what they were doing, you know. And this bloke came on, I thought it was a joke. But you tune in the next night, it's the same thing. 20 minutes, on and on and on they go with the, oh, yeah, like that. Oh, it's just so painful, I wanted to rip my teeth out.
Maybe you should give him a call.
Yes. Yeah, I've been listening to this radio show, right, and it's just so depressing. Please help me. Anyway, where are we? Oh, yes, we're in Ceredigion. Hello, Alex.
Evening, Nick.
How are you going?
Better now, mate. You must be prescient. You must be cyclic.
Hmm.
You must be something. I was ringing in to say, why can't we have more cheerful programmes on the radio and television?
Because British people don't appear to want them.
Yeah. Oh, blimey. And she's got a laugh.
Yeah, she does, isn't she? I haven't spoken to Carol in a good long while. I wonder how the old dear's doing.
Well, I got to be honest, I saw her picture for the first time the other day.
Oh, yeah? Her picture?
Her picture. A picture of Carol.
Yeah. And?
She doesn't look like a voice, does she?
What?
Well, thank goodness for that. How does she look? Be careful.
She was married to Chris, wasn't she?
Yeah.
This was before he became rich and famous, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
That was unnecessarily nasty.
I can't believe that.
Sorry, honey, it wasn't meant to be. You, on the other hand, I saw a picture of you, and you look exactly like you sound.
Yes.
Tired.
With the exception of your sad disability.
Oh, was that the picture that on the Real Radio website?
Yeah,
I look a lot better than that now, believe me. In the intervening period, when they took that shot, when I looked like I'd have been hit by a spade.
It wasn't that. I don't think it's that one that I'm referring to. It's the one with the giant hand. He appears to have a hand that's as big as your head.
Oh, that's pointing.
That's
years old.
what possessed you? Did you have a sort of Tony Blackburn moment or something?
Well, you know, when photographers take pictures of DJs, DJs are DJs because we're not television people. Television people are look at me. Radio people are don't look at me.
Don't you look at me.
We like to hide in, badly decorated rooms with microphones for company. And we don't want people to look at us or touch us.
I expected you to have gone the Ian McGregor route and have had, a paper bag with a couple of eye holes cut out. This is Nick off duty sort of thing, but you'd obviously made an effort.
What?
Well, he'd certainly walked past the hairdresser, if not gone in. That was very impressive.
Right. Yeah, well, I look a lot different to... Be honest, Kev, do I look gorgeous? Don't let the fact that I'm holding a gun to your head affect
your
answer.
You do look like a man who owns a lot of mirrors.
Is that a compliment?
I've got no idea what that means.
You did ask me. Yeah. Anyways, mate, why don't you choose... I'll tell you what occurred to me. Why don't I ask Nick to tell us one of his stories of the rich and famous, Do you remember going back a while, you used to tell us tales about your garden parties around the back of the ginger, of the bearded one, and things you've done in your exciting life? I mean...
Sorry, you've started a sentence with Nick, do you remember?
Yeah,
it was a mistake, wasn't it?
Have you listened to this show before? No, I remember nothing. I have nothing to say about anybody famous, apart from the time that I went to the palace, and you should have seen the position in which I saw Prince Charles. But I'm only talking to the Daily Mirror. There's a call in Edinburgh. Hello, Ralph.
Hi, Nick.
Ralph.
One thing I want to ask you, how did you first start off in the radio?
How did I first start off in radio? Well, it was back when I didn't know any better. It was all I ever wanted to do. And so I chose the university that I went to because it had a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And my first professional job was at Radio Luxembourg. And then it was all downhill from there.
How can someone else actually start off doing that?
Here it is.
Don't muck around with a Green Beret's mama, or you'll get your chopper rammed down your throat.
Timing is everything.
I know. How can you get into radio?
Yeah.
Don't.
Don't.
No. Kenny Everett, you know Kenny Everett? Probably not, because you sound a bit young.
But oh, no, I know Kenny.
Kenny Everett, right.
Yeah.
I interviewed him when I was probably your age, I'm guessing, and I told him that it was radio that I wanted to do, and he sort of laughed uproariously and said, don't do it, don't get into this business, and you know what?
You've loved every minute of it.
Well, I have, yeah. The great thing about radio is it only takes 3 hours of your day, and it's not light work when you're actually doing it. So, if the alternative is to do another job, then yes, I recommend radio. But if you could, retire, for instance, are you considering retiring?
Is the money good on doing the radio?
It very much depends who you are. It can be awful. I'm sure a lot of DJs are on, 20 quid a show or something.
I've heard £10 a show.
£10? Well, the thing with this business is that people will do it for free. And so, on the lower scales, then there's always somebody who will do it for less than you. And, most DJs are interchangeable, so, you can't shout for too much money. At the upper level, if you're famous from television, then you get a lot of money. Yeah, but most people who just do radio don't get a lot of money. If you do TV, then radio will pay you a huge amount of money, regardless of whether you're actually any good at radio, but you'll get an enormous amount.
Like who?
Oh, gee, let me make a list.
People that you are actually getting paid, you should actually get, use their own, 6 days a week, 5 days a week?
Who, me?
Aye.
Yeah, 5 days a week.
5 days a week. You should actually get paid more.
I should get paid more?
Aye. For the both of you, doing the radio show. On this time of night.
Well, you may ask, but I should get paid more for unsocial hours.
Aye.
Yeah, it doesn't often work that way.
No.
But, yeah, you want to be my agent?
Yeah, I'm in the way.
There you go. Sorted. There's that vacancy filled.
That'll be great, mate.
Yeah, great. By this time next year, I'll be a millionaire and you'll have 3%. I hope that's sufficient.
That is magic, mate.
Thanks a lot, mate. And on a slightly serious note, if you want to get into this business, then you, first of all, you have to have total belief in yourself and never accept the word no. Because most people who are in radio have got no clue either what they want or who they want. And they'll tell you no just because it's it makes their day easier.
Mm.
Like you send out, at the beginning level, you send out maybe 100 demo tapes and they won't listen to them. They just put them straight in the bin because they don't happen to be looking for somebody at that moment. If you're lucky enough that they're looking for somebody on the day your tape arrives, then they might listen to it. But otherwise, they'll put it in the bin and they'll send you, if you're lucky, they'll send you a form letter that says, we will keep your tape on file.
No. A circular file.
That's right, yeah. They bin it straight away and it gets, carted away with the thousands of others that they receive.
Or he gets taped over by the jock who knows he's on his way out.
So it's just a matter of luck. And so don't accept no as a personal affront, because it isn't, mostly. It's just that they can't be bothered to listen. Am I helping you?
This business sucks.
Well, it does and it doesn't.
I know.
It does and it doesn't. And I hope that that's clear. Let's go with the call.
Sorry, can I just check? Are you saying it does?
It does suck because it's just so weird.
Yeah.
But it doesn't because it's not work when you're doing it.
Very good point, well made.
And you can earn obscene amounts of money for doing nothing at all. See me. Here's one in Hamilton. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Nick.
Paul.
Hi, Nick.
Ian.
All right. Regarding this heavenly shower thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the clouds are a bit... The skies are a bit cloudy down here in South Wales, but... I've managed to detect something that resembles what we would be expecting this time of the year with regarding this shower. I have spotted a giant cheeseburger flying around in the atmosphere. Who with me?
No, mate, I'm not. Here's one in Edinburgh. Hello, Mark.
Hi there.
Mark.
Hi.
There you go.
Right, your partner was on the phone before, Ralph. He wants to be a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
And you were speaking to him before.
Right.
Right, because he was asking you. I just want to pass a message on to him, just to say, from Mark in Edinburgh to Ralph in Edinburgh, I love you.
Well, that's among the sweetest things I've ever heard. I may puke. Send him a card or something, or like talk to him directly. It'll mean more. Here's one in Bristol. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Nick. How are you doing?
All right, Ray.
Good. Well, this just started down here. It's a bit of a limp firework display, these shooting stars.
Well, I believe that midnight is when it starts, and it'll become more dramatic as the night goes on, I believe.
There you are. Well, you said it's a once-in-a-lifetime display, so I'm going to share it with my missus when I get home from this shift.
Great.
I'm going to hit her on the head with a bloody saucepan. See if she sees some shooting stars then, isn't it?
It's one loser with material after the next, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's going to hit his wife on the head with a pan, then she'll see some stars. Oh, man, hold me back, I may laugh. Painful. What happened there, by the way? We had, that was like three in a row.
On the Nicky Abbott show.
Jeez.
Well, you know what it is?
What?
You know, with a full moon, it messes with people's heads.
And you've got to have a laugh, ain't you?
But the full moon messes with people's heads.
Is it a full moon?
Well, no, but I reckon if there's some sort of planetary or intergalactic activity going on, it's going to start messing with people's noggins, isn't it? It has to. So if you've got all these meteor showers, then people are just going to go doolally and come up with not very good material.
Doolally, noggins? Which language are you speaking?
It's 12 o'clock.
one in Margate. Oh, gone.
It's Tone.
Paul Talbot. Ray.
Hello there.
Hello, Ray.
How are you? I got a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you won £10 million on the lottery, how much would you give away and to who?
None. No one. Next. How much would I give away? What would I want to do that for?
Well, wouldn't you give some away to good causes?
Good causes? You're joking, mate.
Oh, I would. I wouldn't need £10 million. I couldn't spend £10 million.
Yeah, of course you could. You could spend £10 million in the weekend.
I suppose you could buy West Indian Island and live on Bacardi and Coke and fillet steak, but get a bit boring, wouldn't it?
No. What's boring about that?
If I won that, man, you'd travel the world. The World Cup, the cricket, the rugby, the world title fights. That's what I'd spend it eventually.
Right.
Buy a yacht and a Mercedes. We can but dream.
There's £10 million gone right there.
Interesting to think, wasn't it?
These are, and that's the kind of mentality that you get when you go to play the lottery.
Yeah.
Right? And you choose those numbers, almost certain that these are, in fact, the numbers that are going to win this week. And
they never do.
And when it comes to them, when they drop out, you receive the information with stunned amazement that, once again, how can those numbers not have come up? Don't you find that it's like a bit, it is a bit of a shock?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't expect to win, naturally, but when they come out and they aren't anything close to what you chose, it's like, how did that happen again?
Yeah.
It's interesting, because I've never bought a lottery ticket, ever. Ever, ever, ever.
You never bought
but one. Now, I expect if I ever do buy a lottery ticket, I will expect it to win.
Mm. And if you do, like on the first go, I will kill you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost worth trying
then. You've got to be in it to win it.
That's right, yeah. You've got to be in it to win it. That's right.
Obviously, Nick, if I do win several million, I would give you a handout.
Right.
Yeah.
How much?
Well, nothing, obviously. I'm just saying that to make you feel good.
Oh, right. Well, let's make a pact now.
Okay, go on then.
Because if we actually make a pact, then it's a binding contract.
All right.
If you say that you'll give me some and I say that I'll give you some, then that's enough for it to be a binding contract. So, go ahead. £10 million, how much will I get?
I'll give you £500.
Oh, well, you can...
what?
Yeah, you see? It's exactly right. You can stuff it.
What?
£500. I take that to be offensive.
You could buy a nice dinner with that. Several nice dinners, actually, as a matter of fact. Honestly. Well, so ungrateful.
That's true enough, isn't it, Ray?
A
couple of nice dinners.
All right, then, £10 million. How much of that are you going to give me?
Well, nothing. Well, I'll give you a penny. There you go. Now, that's a binding contract, because I promised and you promised. So it looks like I'm £499.99 up on the deal. It's a good day's work.
Well, I'm unhappy about this.
Well, then it just keeps getting better and better. Hey, thanks a lot, Ray.
Okay, goodbye.
God. Well, at least he's in the best of health. It's right in Edinburgh. Steve.
Hi, Nick. On Real Radio. Real
Radio. What happened? Anyone want to go on a joyride with us?
This is the road. We're giving our name for joyride. Let's get on with it.
I don't think I've ever seen you look more shocked.
That's not the one I wanted at all. Oh, well, never mind. This is Real Radio.
Would you like to know what happened?
Yes, sure, why not?
Me too.
Oh, you don't know what happened?
We had a severe technological problem, and, you know, we could be on Mars for all I know now.
We had a severe Kev.
Yeah.
That's all we need to know.
No, you see... You know what happens? In time of stress and problem,
yeah.
Blame Kyle. I didn't mean that. I had nothing to do with Kyle.
I'm not blaming Kyle. I'm blaming Canada.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada! It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
Fair enough. Not sure why, but that's fair enough.
Yeah. So, this is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott, and we are taking calls. Of course, there aren't any calls. I was sitting here with my feet up reading the paper while Kev was running around like a blue ass, like a blue fly.
Yeah.
And, here they come. And we had, like, we've missed approximately 1,000 calls during the year period that we were off the air, but now they're coming back, and let's see what they want. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is Nick Abbott there?
Yeah, that's me. Hello.
No, is Nick Abbott on the
air? Yeah, that's me. Hello.
You're not Nick Abbott.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's me.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air now. Well, we assume that you're on the air now. We really don't know. But I do know one thing. You're speaking to me right now, dear. Who are you?
Hey.
She just wasn't having it, was she?
That's kind of unfortunate. Your first caller had to be such a lame duck. I do apologise. On behalf of everyone everywhere. And Canada.
Here's another one. Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Great.
Thank God, eh?
Yeah,
we thought exactly. We got there in the end.
Nick.
Yes.
It's not very often I get a chance to listen to you. It's usually just a Thursday night. But fortunately tonight I'm in the car, so I thought I'm going to turn the radio on and listen to you. I don't know why I listened to you.
And what was on?
What was on? You're on.
Yeah, I know we're on now. Look, can you hear that echo in the background and background and background and background?
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit bizarre. It's kind of like we're broadcasting on Radio Caroline.
From a point at sea to the circles in your mind, this is the new Radio Caroline.
Are you sure it wasn't Carl's fault?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't. It was actually a robot, right. I think.
So, what's up, mate?
Oh, well, actually, I just thought I'd want to keep up the good work.
If only I could make a living doing what I've been doing for the last 45 minutes.
Can I be quite honest?
Go on.
It's sometimes crap, but good crap.
Yeah, right, okay. I knew that you had to get, like, he was trying for the longest time to tell me how bad I was, and he was waiting for just to get in, in somewhere, and it took him, like, 5 minutes, and eventually we came back to him, and that's what he wanted to say.
Hmm.
And he held on for the longest time just to say that. Great, thanks a lot, mate. What was I saying?
I don't know. I tell you what we should do. Why don't we start the program properly at 11, right, and for the rest of the time we'll just arse around.
And you can tell the difference between them in what way?
It's something to do.
Something to do. Rightio. Here is a call in Bradford. Sully.
You always get it wrong.
Sorry, mate.
How are you?
All right.
Cool. Guess what happened right there?
Guess what happened?
Yeah.
Here
we go again. I was travelling 30 miles an hour on my bike.
30 miles an hour? What, a bike?
Yeah.
Motorbike?
No, not my bike.
A bicycle? How do you know you were travelling at 30 miles an hour?
Speedometer.
Right. Speedometer.
Yeah,
no, speedometer.
Cool.
Right.
You are?
Yes.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Oh, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, you mean?
Yeah.
It's about a 3.
Right. Can I let you listen to a quick clip?
Yes, go ahead, lay it on me.
Right. It's got a silence at the beginning.
So did this show.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Oops.
Everyone's got material. We're going, well, not an icing screen at the moment. I know who this next one is. It's Tricia. Hello, Tricia. Oh, Tricia.
Hello, is that me?
No, it's me.
Well, I think you're the greatest, Nick.
So do I.
Honest
I think
to God, I had to phone you and tell you the greatest. The greatest fucking asshole.
Holy smokes, where are they coming from? this is Real Radio, I'm Nick Abbott, and blimey, what an hour so far. Let's go for Robert in the Rondo.
Yeah, because I'm safe. That's where it came to me.
That's true,
have you got a delay?
I feel confident. Yeah, I hope so. And I'm assuming that it works.
Because when that bloke was on, it wasn't working then.
Well, no, when you're on the phone, you hear it live, as opposed to
post-delay.
I've
called enough times.
So if the delay did not work, let's face it, nothing else does, then I apologise profusely. I hit the button, and I assumed that madwoman was excised. But if she wasn't, it's nothing to do... Like everything else that happens on this show, it's nothing to do with me.
I hope you're getting a pay cut, by the way.
A huge amount.
Oh, God, awful music they played. Anyway.
So what's wrong with your heart?
Oh, just, where do I even start? It skips around a lot.
Yeah, but everyone has a bit of that, don't they?
Oh, no, I have a lot of it. Like, every now and again, it just goes berserk. Like, it'll stop for, 10 minutes, something like that. And then, burst into action again.
So you're the kind of person that there's always something wrong with?
When I was doing late nights at a previous radio station, I was ill all the time because the show finished at 2, and so I'd be in bed at 3, 6 nights a week. It's terrible. And then I was actually ill all... See, my throat's going. Actually ill all the time. And I could... As soon as I walked in the doctor's office, I could see his face fell as soon as I rounded the corner, and he must have been thinking, oh, God, not this bloke again. And I'm sure that on my... medical records, they've got some sort of doctor's code for, this bloke just is a complete time waster. Get him out your office.
Do you not think that your file is always like the biggest file in the whole
time? Yeah, it's a huge file, yeah. And, I'm with a new doctor now, and she's of the... St. Trinian's school mom kind of, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. Yes, but my arm's hanging off. Oh, just go get a plaster and go take a couple of aspirins.
I think they know. I think they see you coming, Nick.
Yeah. But no, it's not that I'm worried about being ill all the time. It's that, when symptoms present themselves, then there's nothing that you can do about it. You are ill.
I tell you, you better not get one of these medical dictionaries, because if you start reading that, yeah. You've got everything in the whole book.
Yeah, I know. My best mate's a doctor, so... And I didn't choose him, because he was a doctor. Like, I'm not one of those Klingons who go to parties, and when somebody introduces themselves as a doctor, you start to say, oh, well, do I have a list of maladies for you? Not like that, but, you have to... Because if you ignore it, say I ignore it, okay, I've got this low-level throbbing on the side of my head, so, suddenly I've got a tumour that's actually growing out of my ear like a cauliflower.
Come on.
What?
Well, you don't have to be so graphic.
Then and the doctor said, oh, well, you should have come and seen me earlier on.
Earlier on, exactly. And I think it's just a case of us being preventative as opposed, we're being proactive about the situation.
I'm just trying to help, that's all.
Because I've had this pain in my arm, and I'm not going to go into it, but I've had it for 2 weeks, and I'm thinking, okay, my arm's going to get amputated shortly.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not going to happen.
Well, it might happen.
Keeps laughing at me, but...
Yeah, that might happen, yeah.
Do you know, exactly. Exactly, you're on my wavelength. You're my kind of guy.
I feel that because they're always saying that if you have any symptoms or you get on an exercise machine, so if you feel short of breath or dizzy or faint, then immediately consult your doctor. And so I'm one of those things on an almost constant basis. So I'm always consulting my doctor. In fact, I think that it would be best for me to at the beginning of the week to book an appointment because it takes like 3 weeks to see them.
I know.
So that you have an appointment every week, and you just go along if necessary.
But generally, are you quite fit? Are you like? Do you go to the gym? And do you I know you're vegetarian, but do you lead a healthy lifestyle?
That's the irritating thing is I lead my lifestyle by not entirely, but more or less by the book. I am I am the Green Goddess incarnate.
You're a goody goody.
No, that's not true. But, I eat vegetables and fruit, and I don't, I drink too much, I suppose, but not during the week now. I don't hardly drink at all for 5 days a week, so that's good. I just get smashed at the weekend. And I know you're not supposed to binge drink, but,
you have to, otherwise when are you going to do it?
Exactly.
See, I've got to say, I do exercise, but my eating habits aren't too hot. I must say, pizza is a case of every night.
In my experience, it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference because I do everything right. I take vitamins and I used to go to the gym.
Do you? Do you take vitamins?
Yeah.
Are you religious about taking them?
No. I just, take them like a normal person. I open the thing and I don't get down and bow or anything.
No! No, I mean, do you take them, really?
Yeah, and you know what, and when you don't take vitamins for, a month or so because you run out, does anybody notice the difference? Like, not one bit. That, is that industry a con, or is there something going on that you can't tell, or what is it?
I thought it had some. It was more to do with the long-term benefits than short-term.
Maybe, yeah. And I gave up milk for a little while there. I went lactose-free. I gave up milk. I was drinking this soya puke stuff, and butter was out, cheese was out, all of that stuff. Not one difference. I didn't notice a single effect at all.
Okay, you were saying, like, long-term, and I totally, yeah, it is meant to be long-term. And I always start off with really good intentions with these things. I don't know if I'm, like, you know, echinacea, the herbal thing that's meant to boost your immune?
Well, don't take that a lot. You've got to take, see, now I'm talking like I know anything. But my understanding is that you only take it when you need to. Don't take it every day. It's like ginseng. Ginseng stops working after a while if you take it every day. It just is for a little boost, right?
See, I was told that you take 15 drops every day, and then when you have an acute illness...
Who told you that?
To 30. That's what it says from the herbal people.
The herbal people?
No, you know, I can't name names. So, like, you know when you go into a certain shop, like a herbal shop?
Yeah, one of those... one of those herbal shops, yeah. I'm with you.
No, I'm not in Amsterdam. I'm in Edinburgh here.
Yeah, it sounds like this, don't
But anyway... I'll go for now and let you get on, okay? But take care.
Okay.
Speak to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
She'll
bye.
Be dead by the weekend.
No, but I disagree about John Lennon. I'd really think that his message and, you know, although I think geniuses can be eccentric and to say deliberate things up, but to provoke people. And to, but he used his fame to help so many causes.
He did?
Yeah. So I think...
Well, maybe this was shown on the TV programme, but I'm not aware of any causes that he used his fame to...
Oh, no, he did. The Third World, definitely. He did? Having said that, George Harrison helped Bangladesh a lot when it was farming in 71. Some of John Lennon did so many campaigns. He
well, I can remember John Lennon doing was sitting in the Hilton in Amsterdam.
With your corner.
Yeah, in bed. For
yeah.
peace.
Yeah, I mean, peace, yeah.
Well, it's just a silly thing to do, though. It's just like some stoned hippie who's sitting in five-star luxury with room service at his beck and call and invites the world's press in to take a picture of him.
I know, but he's making a point, wasn't he? He used them to bring it across, and he knew the media followed him.
Yeah, but that's the point. Yeah, but that's... Wait a minute. That's the point of a 12-year-old sitting in bed, oh, let's have peace. I'm not going to get out of bed till we have peace. That's like it's not 12, it's 5. I'm not getting out of bed. It's pathetic.
Plus, it's not as difficult, is it?
It's just silly.
No, it wasn't. I'm sure it was stressful. It wasn't that easy, having all the cameras around you. But, no, I think, he's eccentric, but I think the message that he put forward, I think it's something that makes you think, and I wish there's more people.
Well, I totally disagree. What message? Why don't we give peace a chance? I mean, that's like war is stupid. Boy George, that makes him the greatest Briton who ever lived.
Boy George, which song did he do that was about...
War is stupid, which is just as the same as give peace a chance.
No, it's not. It
yes, it's exactly the same.
Time. No, I mean, a lot of pop stars have followed, haven't they?
No,
but
it
he
wasn't.
Was one of the first. Come on, Elvis didn't do it. A lot of the great musicians didn't
No, but
do it.
All of the... this woman has just does not stop talking. You can't get a word in edgeways, even on this show.
No.
But, you know, all the blues artists that went before him and, you know, all the folk artists that went before rock and roll, you know, Woody Guthrie and all of these people, they were all protest songs. And there was the, you know, the Vietnam songs before he started lying in bed. And, you know, I just don't get this whole John Lennon thing. And you were quite right, Kev. It's John Lennon, not Paul McCartney, because John Lennon's dead. And that's it.
Yeah. And don't forget Edwin Starr.
War.
Huh.
That's right. Edwin Starr.
Great protest song.
Yeah, if only he was British.
No, when he formed Wings and he made songs, you know, with Wings, I thought, well, that's it.
Edwin Starr, did he?
Sorry?
Never mind.
No, Wings. Wings produced a better, more and better songs than John Lennon did after the Beatles. I mean, that stuff that he produced at the end.
Yes,
no,
that's true.
Oh, please don't.
That's album, Woman and Starting Over.
Woman. Oh, that's worse than the Death March. You want to get buried to that song. Oh, it's painful, that track. Unless we're playing it on real radio. In which case, it's a marvellous piece of music, and we should hear it twice daily. But I can't stand that. Woman, and making the wheels go round. All that later stuff by John Lennon was awful. For his name to live on in such high regard, it was good that he died at that point, because if he was still making records now, people would be shrugging their shoulders going, good grief, why doesn't he just give us all a break and shut up? That's the ideal in if you want to become an icon, you've got to die young. If Marilyn Monroe was still alive today, the press would be printing pictures of her coming out of Woolworths with a shopping bag in each hand, with no makeup on, like fat and sagging. Or she'd have a huge amount of plastic surgery, and they'll be painting her as a freak. But because she died pert and beautiful, then she will always be pert and beautiful, and no one can say a bad word about her.
Who was it? Was it Brigitte Bardot who went to France to just live with some cats? I think that was it. So there was a picture of her, and she just protests on behalf of things and cats and so on. Give cats a voice.
Yeah.
That's what Lennon would be writing now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's something like that, yeah. Give cows a chance. Yeah. Anyway, I totally disagree with everything you just said.
Have you? But that's good. At least I know I'm on the right track.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, thanks good. A lot.
Thanks, bye.
Ta-da. This is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. No, it's just silly. John Lennon is not even close to being the greatest Briton ever. I mean, did he give all of his money away? Did he actually listen to his own lyrics on Imagine? Wouldn't it be great if we didn't have any possessions? He sang in an all-white room, playing an all-white piano in a mansion that must have cost 10 million quid. Huh?
Exactly. But as you say, McCartney wouldn't be figured into that because he's not dead. And in addition, he's lived on to bring us such classics as Spies Like Us and The Frog Chorus.
Yeah, that's right. He's evil. I forgot about that. Yeah. Let's go with a call in Lincoln. Hello, Steve.